Hello, wonderful parent. I am Inara, and I want to talk with you today about something I hear from so many families. When your little one voice seems to have only one volume setting, and that setting is loud. If you have ever found yourself saying inside voices please for the 100th time today, or if you have noticed that your child indoor voice sounds remarkably similar to their outdoor voice, I want you to know something important. You are not alone, and your child is developing exactly as they should. Let me share what is really happening in your child's growing brain and heart. When your 3 or 4 year old shouts indoors, speaks at full volume in quiet spaces, or seems unable to modulate their voice, they are not ignoring you. They are navigating one of the most fascinating developmental phases of early childhood, the gradual emergence of self-regulation and social awareness. Research from child development experts shows us that self-control and impulse regulation develop slowly throughout early childhood, with some of the most significant growth happening during these preschool years. The ability to recognize different social contexts, understand that libraries need quieter voices than playgrounds, and actually adjust behavior accordingly requires executive function skills that are still forming in your child's brain. Think about everything your child needs to coordinate to use an appropriate indoor voice. They need to notice where they are, remember the social rules for that space, feel their own excitement or energy level, and then consciously adjust their volume. All while they are also trying to tell you about the amazing thing they just discovered or the story they want to share. That is a lot of mental juggling for a developing brain. The beautiful truth is that your child's loud voice often comes from a place of pure joy and enthusiasm. They are excited about life. They are bursting with ideas and observations and questions. Their volume reflects the bigness of their feelings and the intensity of their curiosity about the world. And here is what the research tells us about how children learn volume control best through warm, patient relationships with caregivers who model appropriate behaviors and provide gentle, consistent guidance. Dr. Jeannie Ho and Suzanne Funk from the National Association for the Education of Young Children emphasize that we can intentionally teach social skills like volume awareness using evidence-based strategies. They have found that providing simple verbal cues like use your quiet voice or inside voices please, combined with visual reminders, helps children develop awareness of appropriate volume in different settings. The key is responding with patience rather than frustration. When we coach children in the moment, helping them understand how their volume affects others, they gradually build both awareness and the self-regulation skills to adjust their behavior. Let me tell you about a story from the magic book that beautifully illustrates this kind of awareness. It is called The Festival of Flavors and Stories, and it follows two friends named Leo and Mia as they discover something magical about listening. In this story, Leo and Mia visit a vibrant festival filled with food vendors from around the world. At first, they rush from booth to booth, excited and loud, barely pausing to truly experience anything. But then they meet a wise guide who teaches them something transformative. When they slow down and truly listen with their hearts to the vendor's stories about their dishes, the flavors become more magical and delicious. As Leo and Mia practice this deeper kind of listening and attention, they discover that being present and aware creates richer experiences for everyone. They learn to notice the atmosphere around them, to tune into others, and to adjust their own energy to match the moment. This story offers such a gentle way to talk with your child about awareness and listening. After you read it together, you can practice listening with your heart in different spaces. You might ask your child to notice, does this space feel calm and quiet or busy and loud? What do you hear when you really listen? How does your voice sound in this room compared to outside? These conversations help children develop the awareness that comes before volume control. They are learning to tune into their environment, which is the foundation for adjusting their behavior to match different social contexts. Here are some gentle strategies you can use to support your child developing volume awareness. First, model the volume you want to hear. When you speak in a calm, moderate tone consistently, you are showing your child what an indoor voice sounds like. Children learn so much through observation and imitation. Second, create playful practice opportunities. You might play a volume game where you explore different voice levels together: whisper voice, quiet voice, talking voice, outdoor voice, singing voice. Make it fun and exploratory rather than corrective. Third, use visual and verbal cues consistently. A gentle reminder like "let us use our quiet voices in the library," paired with your own quiet tone, helps children connect the setting with the appropriate volume. Fourth, acknowledge and celebrate when you notice your child using an appropriate volume. You might say, "I noticed you used such a gentle voice when we were in the bookstore. That showed respect for the other people there." This positive reinforcement helps children recognize their own success. Fifth, be patient with the learning process. Volume control is a skill that develops gradually. There will be days when your child remembers easily and days when they need more reminders. This is completely normal. And finally, remember that your child's enthusiasm and big voice are signs of a joyful, engaged spirit. We are not trying to dim their light or quiet their natural exuberance. We are simply helping them learn that different spaces call for different energy levels, and that is a skill they will use throughout their lives. The American Academy of Pediatrics research shows us that executive function development, which includes impulse control and self-regulation, shows the most rapid growth during these preschool years when children receive supportive, patient guidance. Your gentle teaching is building neural pathways that will serve your child for decades to come. So when you find yourself repeating inside voices for what feels like the thousandth time, remember, you are not failing. You are teaching. Every gentle reminder is a lesson. Every patient redirection is building your child awareness. Every moment you respond with warmth rather than frustration is strengthening the trusting relationship that makes all learning possible. Your child is learning to navigate the complex social world, one volume adjustment at a time. And you are giving them exactly what they need: patience, guidance, and unconditional love. The Magic Book and I believe in you, and we believe in your wonderful, enthusiastic learning child. With love and starlight, Inara.